Jack Kerfoot grew up here in Tulsa when it was the oil capital of the world. He served in Vietnam, and when he came home, he enrolled at the University of Oklahoma. Spent decades traveling the world. He worked with everyone from wildcatters and scientists to sheiks and businessmen to try to help make the U.S. energy independent. His passion for renewable energy began when...
2006, I had an opportunity to have dinner with T. Boone Pickens, who unfortunately passed away last year, but a longtime oil man and a longtime advocate for renewable energy. And so that helped me start to understand the importance and the advantages of new renewable energy.
In his opinion, renewable energy isn't a possibility or an option. It's an inevitability.
Moving to renewable energy is just like when America and the world started to move from timber to coal and then to oil and natural gas. It's a transition to another type of fuel. So instead of having the gas pipelines, we'll have the buried power lines, which will carry the clean green energy from the wind turbines and the solar panels.
Now, while he refers to this energy as green, don't mistake his message. He's no fan of the Green New Deal.
Representative Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal was based on no understanding of any of the energy issues in the United States or in the world. And the reality of it was, it sounded good and played good on the headlines, but to be blunt, it was ludicrous. It's done more to harm the development of renewable energy than anything else.
Because he says politics muddied the water in what he sees as a purely economic issue. And Oklahoma, he tells me, is blessed with good geography and stands to profit greatly.
Just like there are places in the U.S. where there are geological basins with petroleum, there are areas in the U.S. that have more renewable energy, wind, solar, geothermal, than others. I think one of the new energy centers will be New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma. All have a strong wind and solar resources, and all have made dramatic moves over the last 15 years, moving from coal and natural gas to wind and solar.
If Oklahoma lawmakers help pave the way, he believes renewable energy could be an economic driver with better stability than fossil fuels.
Jobs on the production platforms or on the producing oil and gas field, those fields get depleted, and when the field's gone, those jobs disappear. But when we have a wind farm, they are high-paying jobs, and they don't disappear. As long as the wind blows and the sun shines, those jobs stay in the state.
Monday morning, we'll dive a little deeper into the economics of renewable energy and why the nation's business sector has embraced it. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.